ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. Celebrity crocodile wrangler Matt Wright has been sentenced to 10 months in prison, suspended after 5 months for attempting to interfere with an investigation into a fatal helicopter accident 3 years ago. Wright was convicted on 2 counts of attempting to pervert the course of justice following a month-long NT Supreme Court trial in August. The charges relate to attempts by Wright to obstruct an investigation into a fatal chopper crash in 2022, which killed his friend and co-star Chris Willow Wilson and seriously injured pilot Sebastian Robinson. The woman raped by Tom Silvani has faced her perpetrator in court, saying she'll live with the trauma for the rest of her life. During an emotional victim impact statement, the young woman addressed the 23-year-old directly, saying, "You raped me, not once, but twice. You know this, I know this, and now so does everyone else." His father, AFL great Stephen Silvani, spoke to media briefly outside and said his son maintains his innocence and that they'll look to appeal the conviction. And the Federal Minister for Industry says a deal to keep the lights on at Australia's largest aluminium smelter will also benefit households. Tim Ayres says a long-term power purchasing agreement for Tomago Aluminium will be finalised early next year and will benefit Australia. Tomago's talks with the New South Wales and federal governments have been ongoing since October, when the company announced due to rising energy costs that the plant would be unviable beyond 2028. ABC News.